From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. COVID-19 cases were again rising November 19th at an alarming rate. In Columbia County, there was another death announced November 19th, and 21 new cases were also reported there. In Greene County, six more cases were announced. Ulster County announced 74 new diagnoses of coronavirus with a positivity rate of 7.4%, the highest rate there since a 13.5% rate on May 11th. The City of Kingston and the Ulster County government are restricting access to their municipal buildings beginning November 23rd and lasting until January. Rensselaer County announced 40 new COVID-19 cases November 19th. There were 94 new cases announced in Albany County, where County Executive Dan McCoy complained that people were not being honest with health officials about how they caught the disease. He said, and I quote, "We just need you to be truthful. The information provided to us allows us to identify potential clusters or hotspots that help prevent people from getting sick or worse," end quote. New York State COVID-19 hospitalizations are now at the highest mark since June 8th. Governor Andrew Cuomo said November 19th that all these numbers will soon be higher. Cuomo warned, and I quote, "The virus is complicated, but you know what it's going to do. I will wager you if people are not extraordinarily diligent and act in a way they have never acted before, you will see a real spike," end quote. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Green County Legislature, November 18, approved the county's $112.6 million 2021 budget. The spending plan will stay relatively flat, increasing by $500,000. The budget calls for $2.5 million to be drawn from the county's reserve fund as well. The amount to be raised by taxes will remain at the 2020 level of $27.4 million, with 9 of the county's 14 towns seeing tax reductions, according to the budget document. Legislature Chairman Patrick Linger said, and I quote, "Our legislators and county leaders have done an excellent job holding the line on expenses and continuing to provide essential services during a quite challenging time," end quote. Green County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "We've delivered a very conservative budget to provide excellent value to our taxpayers," end quote. At the end of the year, the county is projected to have $49.5 million of debt, with $38 million coming from the new Green County Jail project. Sales tax revenue is projected to increase by $500,000 in the 2021 budget to $32.7 million. Groden said, and I quote, "The phenomena for sales tax is that the mall may have been closed, but people are still buying their sneakers. They're just doing it online," end quote. He noted that people may be changing the way they shop and how they shop, but they are still shopping. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball and Mike Stribble are reporting for the Daily Freeman. The State Department of Public Service, November 19th, called for Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. to be fined $16 million for violations related to the recovery from Tropical Storm Isaiah in August. The department also recommended fines of $102 million for New York City-based Con Edison and $19 million for Orange and Rockland utilities related to the same recovery. The utilities were warned about 2 weeks after the storm that steep fines were possible. Governor Andrew Cuomo said during a conference call with reporters, the proposed Central Hudson fine is the result of 32 separate violations related to power outages that lasted from August 4th until August 8th. Con Edison was cited for 33 violations and O&R for 38. All three companies will have the opportunity to dispute the recommended fines. The Department of Public Service said in a 46-page report that Isaiah caused 116,000 customers of Central Hudson to lose power. The utility serves a total of about 306,000 customers in 8 New York counties, including Dutchess, Ulster, Greene, and Columbia. The report said Con Edison had 330,000 outages and ONR had 189,000. The report said Central Hudson and the other two utilities did not have enough personnel to make repairs, take calls from customers, and provide outage and repair updates online. State investigators also said preparation for Isaiah by all three utilities were based on a misreading of the storm's track, resulting in requests for outside assistance not being made until the storm was about to hit the area. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Emily Fago is reporting for the Legislative Gazette. New legislation has been signed into law last week that will make it easier for state residents to cancel memberships, escape confusing service plans, and unsubscribe from misleading subscriptions. New York will join 25 other states with some form of regulation to protect against deceptive agreements by businesses. As a result, New Yorkers will no longer be responsible for unscrambling the fine print on sales offers to determine whether or not they are being lured into a misleading agreement. Governor Andrew Cuomo last week signed the consumer protection legislation into law. Canceling subscriptions and memberships in person, as some agreements previously required, is no longer just a hassle, but a public health hazard due to COVID-19. Also of concern are the number of incidents of consumers being locked into automatic renewal under false pretenses. The new law will require businesses to be transparent with their contracts, automatic renewal offers, and continuous service plans, and allow New Yorkers to cancel subscription services with ease. The legislation will take effect February 9, 2021, exactly 90 days after Cuomo signed it into law. And you can read more in the Legislative Gazette. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.